As we live our life, live our practice, we discover all sorts of things that we carry along, that blind us, that hinder us, if I say it that way, from being this that we are, this life of the universe. Whether we call it Buddha life or call it life of the universe, these are just names. Sometimes, as we've seen in various items that I brought up in recent weeks, we even think we've accomplished some state where I no longer carry along anything. So people have come to Zen ancestors, such as Joshu or Yunmen, and said, "What is it when I don't have anything to carry along?" So Joshu's quick response, "Put it down. Put it down." But even when we discover things, feelings, beliefs, thoughts, ways of being that we're carrying along and hindering ourselves with it, we find it difficult to see clearly what the practice is. Gogen Zenji brings up to do the practice is to study the various self, the self in various ways that we hold on to, get caught up in. And that practice is forgetting this, to study the self is to forget the self. Because that's what blinds us. And yet, how do we put it down? How do we get rid of it, if I say, when there's nothing to get rid of except what we put up in front of our face? And yet we have skillful ways to hide this from ourselves and to justify it. He did this to me. She did that to me. When we atone for things we've done. But we, as in our way of reciting this, also need to atone, forgive, give away our upset and anger and hurt about what others have done. That's why I mentioned the Bodhisattva in the Lotus Sutra, who even as he runs away from those who throw rocks at him, not just words, but rocks, he says, "I will not disparage you. You are all Buddhas to be, Bodhisattvas right now to be." How do we be, how do we atone for what others have done for us? Give up our anger or upset? Or how do we notice carrying it along and being blinded by it? That's our practice. First step is to notice when and how we are resurrecting it, bringing it up, holding on to it, carrying it along. How do we forgive? To give up. Giving up the anger is what forgiving, forgiving the anger, forgiving my anger or so-called their anger about what they did or what they believe or how they act or didn't act. This is, you can, in a way, this is Joshu's putting down. This is Yunmen's Mount Sumeru, Mount Everest, when there's nothing there. Because there's something gigantic, if I say it that way. I really shouldn't explain in such a way. That's narrow. But otherwise, we never embrace life as it is. We never learn from, if I use that word, how we're reacting. Justifiably, not justifiably, those are just cover words. The cover words in the sense that they lead us to be blinded by what we have an opportunity to let go, to be this moment, be who we truly always are. Be the koan of our life. Put it down. Put it down. Be the koan of our life, which is no big thing. Some ancestors even use words, shit, a piece of dried shit, excuse me for being so blunt. And yet, it's this wonderful dharma, life as it is. Life as it is exactly the dropped away body mind. That's the Buddha's awakening. When we don't hold on to the therefore, therein, thereby, that causes us and causes others to be harmed. So that's our practice. If I say it, that's our koan. Just chew on it, despite wanting to figure it out, which isn't any use and is just a booby prize, what we figure out. It's just a hindrance that blinds us if we think our life is about figuring out our life. Our practice is figuring out how to do what we've read elsewhere. It's always this most intimate that is not an inch away, and yet heaven and earth are separated by our stories, our self-stories, our other stories that unfortunately cause us all to suffer. Our task, each of us, is to be this Buddha life that we are and be this awakened universe that we are, despite all the ways that it's not how I think it should be, and yet do what's skillfully called for us to atone for what we've done and for what others have done and even done to us. How do we atone for what others have done to us? The rocks, the barbs, the harmful words, thoughts that we know they're responsible for, that we're carrying along about what all those people, whoever those people are, did to me yesterday, yesteryear, yesterdecade, yestercentury, yesterlifetime, and therefore miss right here, right now, this wonderful universe that is the awakened life. Thank you.